AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The devastation is incredible across the Carolinas from this weekend's heavy rains and flooding.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years.
That's Governor Nikki Haley. Her Transportation Secretary Christy Hall says the coast is suffering the worst of the flooding.
The Charleston area, the Georgetown area of the state continue to be hard hit. The Midlands area is a focus of ours currently in the state, the Columbia area in particular. And basically the PD area of the state as well with regards to road and bridge closures.
In Columbia, many residents are without drinking water because of water main breaks, and people there are being told to prepare to be without usable water from the city system for 3 to 4 days. Concentrated search and rescue operations are expected to resume there early Monday. Sunday, officials said at least 211 state roads and 43 bridges were closed because of record flooding in parts of the state, and people were being kept off interstate highways as well. It was an emotional day of remembrance Sunday in Roseburg, Oregon. This pastor is among those finding dealing with last week's shooting difficult.
Some of you have asked me, why? Can I be honest with you? I don't know. It's the worst part about my job. I wish I knew, but I don't know.
His daughter survived the deadly rampage in the community college classroom. U.S. and Afghan officials are looking for answers in Afghanistan after 22 people were killed in an airstrike that damaged a hospital in the northern part of that country. Defense Secretary Carter talked with reporters while traveling to Spain.
It is a complicated and confused situation on the ground.
But he says he's committed to finding out what happened and providing medical care to civilians who were wounded. This is AP Radio News. The brightest minds in science, economics, literature, and other fields will be recognized beginning Monday with the annual Nobel Awards. The Medicine Award will be the first to be announced, followed during the week with Physics Tuesday, Chemistry Wednesday, and most likely Literature Thursday. The 2015 Nobel Peace Prize is expected to be announced on Friday. When House Speaker John Boehner announced his decision to retire, pundits predicted his successor would be Congressman Kevin McCarthy. But now he has a challenger. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz says he's also running for speaker.
You've got to be able to articulate the Republican message to the American people and take that fight to the president. But you also have to bridge internally. And that's where we've got some conflict going on right now.
He announced his candidacy on Fox News Sunday. Several hundred people got together in New Jersey to pay tribute to the late New York Yankees Hall of Fame catcher Yogi Berra on Sunday. Among those at the memorial was Berra's son, Larry, who shared stories about him and his life. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.